In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hi everyone. We're glad that you've joined us for Common Prayer. I am Kathy B. with you here today, and it is Friday, day 39 of our journey through Lent. We are just inching up to Easter, but today is a very important day, Good Friday. And I think we'll fall short of fully grasping the glory and the significance of Easter if we don't lean into the meaning and the weight of this day. So let's quiet and prepare our hearts before the Lord and give our attention to Him. Our word for today is Gethsemane, and our scripture is found in Matthew 26:36, which says, "Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, 'Sit here while I go over there and pray.'" And as it's been our practice every day of our 40 days together, I want to invite you once again to take a few moments right now for a holy pause. So take a deep breath in and let it out, and ask the Lord to center you, to center your heart. Whether you're walking or sitting, and ask Him to help you turn away from any distractions around you and toward Him so that you can hear and experience what He has for you today, paying special attention to our very fitting word for the day, Gethsemane. Let's do that now. The Garden of Gethsemane is a real place, and it's on the side of the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem, and it is where Jesus went to pray, knowing that his time had come, before Judas would betray him, before Peter would deny him three times, and before he would suffer and die on the cross of Calvary. The Bible tells us that while Jesus was in this Garden of Gethsemane, that he wrestled with God, that his soul was deeply grieved, that it was overwhelmed with sorrow, even to the point of sweating drops of blood. And we also know from Scripture that Jesus fell on his face, praying and begging God, "If it is somehow possible, take the cup of suffering from me." But he ultimately expressed that he would surrender to the will of his Father. But to make it worse, his closest friends and disciples, whom he had simply asked to just pray and to wait with him and for him, they just couldn't do it. And when he needed him the most, they failed him. They fell asleep three different times. And finally, in exasperation, he says, "The hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going. Behold, the one who betrays me is at hand." I love that Hebrews 12 tells us that Jesus endured the cross and scorned its shame, and that he did this for the joy set before him. I think another way of saying it or that is that although he was under immense pressure, a pressure that I don't think we can ever really understand, although he was in torment at the suffering that he was undergoing and about to undergo more of, he pressed on. And he did it because it was the will of the Father, and because he absolutely believed that he would have great joy on the other side of the suffering, all for our sake, for our redemption. It is why he came to earth in the first place, for our redemption. The setting of Jesus's darkest hours before the crucifixion at Gethsemane, and even the name of the place, is quite full of meaning that I think is worth bringing out today. Gethsemane is a combination of an English and a Hebrew word together that literally mean the place where olive oil is pressed. And olive presses, if you don't know it, were and still are today found in Israel and throughout the entire Mediterranean region. And just for a real quick tutorial, at an olive press, olives are gathered into these big, rough sacks and stacked one on top of the other. And a huge, huge beam is lowered onto the stacks, and increasing weight is added to the end of the beam to press out the oil from the olives. The more pressure, the more oil. And in the Bible, olive oil is a picture of the presence of the Spirit of God. In Genesis 28, that's recorded. Oil was also used for anointing priests. We see that in both Exodus and Leviticus, and the anointing of kings in 1 and 2 Samuel. And it was also used to bring light from the menorah in the tabernacle in the wilderness. Olive oil is always, always produced under pressure. And for Jesus, his time in the Garden of Gethsemane was nothing but crushing pressure. It was a time of very lonely prayer before his crucifixion and death. And in Gethsemane, he completely surrendered himself and his life to his Father. He fell with his face on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not what I want, but you, your will be done. All this for you and for me." Just want to ask you a couple of questions as you remember his surrendering love for you. First, is it difficult for you to take in the gravity of his sacrifice for you? The surrender he willingly offered to save you from your sin and death? If it is hard for you, would you ask him to help you to be able to take in what he has done for you? And then second, along with Jesus, are you willing to allow your Gethsemane times, your Gethsemane seasons, to become opportunities for you to renew your trust, to renew your confidence in God's purposes for your life? me pray for you. Jesus, may this Good Friday be a very fresh reminder for us that you surrendered your will and your life to forgive our sins, to make us your child, and to give us the promise of eternal life with you. May we remember, Lord, the greater the pressure, the more precious the oil. May we remember that when we face the pressures that come our way, to surrender them to you, seeing them as a chance to share in your sufferings. We thank you with all of our hearts for your blood shed for us, for your body given for us. In Jesus' name, amen. For our daily practice, here's what I would suggest. Before you go to sleep tonight, get on your knees. Get on your knees before Jesus, alone before him. Tell him your heart's intention to make his prayer of surrender your own prayer in the midst of your Gethsemane moments. We'll see you back tomorrow.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.